we present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud, and Miriam Carlin in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much, indeed. Hello, welcome once again to Just a Minute. And for this particular show, we welcome for the very first time in the show Miriam Carlin, who's joined these other three old campaigners at the game. They're all going to try and speak on some unlikely subject that I will give them for just 1 minute if they can, without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject in any way. If one or the other thinks they're guilty of these crimes, they may press their buzzer. If I uphold their challenge, they will gain a point and take over the subject. If I don't uphold the challenge, the person who is speaking will gain a point and continue with the subject. With these simple rules, and this is the way we score, let us start this particular show with Kenneth Williams. Kenneth, will you begin for us today? And here's a good subject. Where to draw the line? Will you talk for just a minute on that subject, starting now?
Well, obviously, you draw the line at anything which outrages the established convention of the day. This is obviously something which everyone should observe. You don't talk to your grandmother in the same way that you talk to your chum.
And, Miriam Carlin, you have challenged.
Why do you challenge? Hesitation.
Hesitation. Miriam, you have gained your first point in the show.
So absolutely described as elongating the vowel.
Kenneth Williams's elongated vowel has gained Miriam a point. So she gains a point. And she also takes over the subject. There are 42 seconds left, Miriam. Where to draw the line, starting now.
If you are an artist...
Derek Nimmo, you challenged.
Very meanly, but hesitation.
Yes, you see, we've got a petty game, haven't we? Yes. Well, all right, Miriam, you'll get your confidence in a second at the game. Don't worry about them. Go in there and knock them all 3 for 6. So, Derek Nimmo, you take over the subject. 38 seconds for where to draw the line, starting now.
Where to draw the line? Well, it's great fun, really. I generally go down the Strand with a large pot of purple paint, and I go into the pot with my line marker. I get it out, and I go and draw...
Miriam Carlin, you're challenged. Why?
Well, because he was about to paint and not draw, because you can't draw, really, with a pot of paint.
No, you paint a line and don't draw a line.
Yes, yes, Miriam.
Very good.
Very
good.
So, as I agree, Miriam, with your challenge, you have gained yourself another point. You have 37 seconds for where to draw the line, starting now. Derek Nimmo.
Very well challenged. Yes,
Hesitation, Derek. You have the subject. 36 seconds for the... You ready, Derek? Starting now.
Sometimes it's terribly difficult to draw lines, you know, especially if one's rather inebriated. I remember one bank holiday Tuesday, or was it Thursday? I can't remember.
Clement Freud, you've challenged. Why?
Deviation.
Why?
There's no bank holiday Tuesday.
I quite agree, but... I quite agree. I had to hear you say it, so as we
I had established that I was inebriated.
Clever, Derek, but you can't get out of it that way. Clement Freud, you gain a point, you take the subject. 17 seconds, starting now.
On the bathroom floor is the place that I've always chosen to draw a line. It means that when Derek Nimmo comes to my house inebriated, he is able to follow this and find exactly the convenience that he is looking for. Thanks to this foresight, I have...
I must explain to those who may not know the game awfully well that at the end of 60 seconds, a whistle is blown by Ian Messiter, who's sitting beside me and also thought of the game. And whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. In this case, it was Clement Freud, who has now exactly equal number of points with Derek Nimmo and Miriam Carlin, and Kenneth Williams has yet to score. But only one round shot. Miriam Carlin, will you begin the second round wearing funny hats? Will you talk on that subject, please, starting now?
Wearing funny hats is a strange preoccupation which seems to appeal to the wearer of strange hat gear far more than the people who happen to be looking at them. Strange or amusing headgear usually comes into the category of paper hats which have Kiss Me Quick on the front, or these strange cone-shaped things which look as if ice cream should really be running down their faces. One has seen Clement Freud in a funny hat. Personally, I don't think that he himself is nearly as funny wearing the hat as when he is actually giving speech, being funny, and amusing.
Derek Nimmo, you challenge why?
Deviation, you're talking about Clement Freud rather than about hats now.
And it was very boring.
Derek Nimmo, you have gained yourself a point. You have 13 seconds for wearing funny hats, starting now.
I love wearing funny hats, you know. It does give me tremendous pleasure. I often pass into the nearest milliner, and I say to the lady behind the counter, please can I try on the purple velvet one at the back? And she hands it to me, and I put it on, and you know, I look at myself in the mirror, and I scream.
As Derek Nimmo was speaking then when the whistle went, he has gained himself a bonus point. He now has twice as many as William Carlin and Clement Freud, and Kenneth Williams has yet to score. But it's only round two. Derek Nimmo, will you begin the third round? What goldfish think about? A little pause for thought on that one. And Derek Nimmo, will you begin now?
Goldfish are terribly unpredictable creatures. I have a pond in my garden where I have goldfish. And, you know, I often wonder what they're thinking about, and I've now discovered it. I have discovered quite recently. It happened by a curious set of circumstances. Some people came to my house, amongst them was Freud. We went out in the garden, and they looked at him, and they scuttled away under the nearest stone, disgorged several ant eggs, and swam slowly around in three concentric circles. Now, this was a very odd thing. It puzzled me a great deal. I thought about it tremendously through the night. I got up the next morning and I came to a certain conclusion. You know, goldfish, perhaps... I know I know what I'm talking about.
Clement Freud. Clement Freud, you challenge why?
Hesitation
indeed, yes. All that long time, and we never got to what the subject on the card is. What goldfish think about? Clement Freud, can you tell us what they think about? 16 and a half seconds left, starting now.
Goldfish spend the majority of their time thinking about food and air bubbles. The reason for this is that without having...
Kenneth Williams, you challenge why?
Hesitation.
Yes, indeed, there's hesitation, Kenneth. So you've gained your first point. You've also gained the subject. There are 8 seconds left. What goldfish think about starting now?
The answer very simply is that they don't think at all. They simply work instinctively.
Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
Deviation.
Why?
The subject is what goldfish think about, not what they don't think about.
If they don't think what they don't think at all, it means they think about nothing, and that is perfectly possible. So, on this particular occasion... Kenneth Williams has another point. He has 4 seconds left, starting now.
They open their mouths, and when the food goes in by instinct, not because they've thought about it at all.
Kenneth Williams has leapt into the lead alongside Derek Nimmo. They're both 1 point ahead of Clement Freud and Miriam Carlin. Kenneth Williams, will you begin the next round? Getting dressed on a public beach... You look suitably stunned, but will you try and talk on that subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
I'm always dressed on beaches, though the occasion has not occurred for me to dress. But if I had to dress on a public beach, I know exactly how I'd do it. I would wear the shirt right until the last moment, keep the shirt on until the last moment, securing it round the thighs. Round the thighs, I'd secure the shirt. Round the thighs, you see. What's the challenge for?
Well, it's getting undressed, not dressed. You keep your shirt on for the last moment. You're doing a strip.
What's the undress?
Getting dressed.
Getting dressed?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It does seem that Kenneth gets very confused about whether he should be dressing or undressing. On this occasion, Derek Nimmo has gained a point. He has 46 seconds left for getting dressed on a public beach, starting now.
When I am getting dressed on a public beach, the first thing that I do is to erect a wigwam. On the top of the wigwam, I put my Union Jack. I then go inside the tent. I take off my...
Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
Deviation.
Why?
He's erected a wigwam and gone inside his tent.
Well, a wigwam.
It's a very modest way to get dressed on a public beach in a wigwam. Derek Nimmo, we continue with you. You have another point, and you have 37 seconds left for getting dressed on a public beach starting now.
I secure all the laces on the front of the thing that I've got inside. I then...
Kenneth Williams, why do you challenge?
Well, he's told us he's erected here, so he can't secure all the laces. It's done, isn't it?
I'm inside it now, darling.
He's gone inside. Why are you challenging, Kenneth?
Well, 1 minute it's a tent. No, it's got to be laced. It sounds like a corset, is it?
Kenneth, you obviously haven't done very much camping.
Oh!
Two seconds for the subject, Derek Nimmo, starting now.
I look gently to make sure there are no peeping Toms, and then gently, too, I discard.
Clement Foy, why do you challenge?
Repetition.
What of?
Gently.
Yes,
gently.
Indeed, all right.
Yes, he's quite right. Give him a point.
Oh, my goodness. When you appeal to their better instincts, what does it bring out, isn't it, marvelous? Clement Foy, 27 seconds for getting dressed on a public beach, starting now.
My method of getting dressed on a public beach is very similar to that which I adopt on any other piece of land. I put on my socks, followed by my shoes. Thereafter, my pants and my trousers. The shirt comes next.
Kenneth Williams, why do you tell?
Deviation. You couldn't possibly pull your pants on over your shoes. I mean, your pants would be covered in the boot blacking, wouldn't it?
There's trouble is, you see, Kenneth, I agree with you. I mean, you wouldn't and you shouldn't. But obviously, you must have some very strange pants if you're Clement Foy. And this is what he does. I mean, it is not impossible.
No, he was nodding himself. He was nodding.
He was nodding off, I think.
Oh.
Anyway, I have to give Clement Foy a point on that. Ooh. There are 13 seconds left for the subject, starting now.
I buckle my belt and put on my braces, and thereafter take off my braces and put on my shirt, which I tuck.
Derek
Nimmo,
why do you challenge?
Well, he was in the middle getting undressed again because he put his braces on and then he took them off again. So that must feature as being getting undressed at one particular point.
That's a very clever challenge. I'll put it to the audience. Do you agree with Derek Nimmo's challenge? If you do,
yes.
Will you please cheer? If you disagree, will you please boo? Will you all please do it together now? Derek Nimmo, you've gained a point. You have 6 seconds left for the subject starting now.
I put on my sock. And then I put on my shoes. Then I put on my white underpants.
Miriam Carlin, you challenge. Why?
Well,
you've had shoes and socks already over there, haven't we? Well done, Miriam. You gained a point.
To which I haven't said anything for hours, and I was getting very bored.
Exactly. I can't give you a bonus point for that, Miriam, but you have got the subject. There's only 1 second left for getting dressed for the puppy beach starting now.
When I...
As Miriam was about to speak when the whistle went, she gains an extra point.
Have I leapt into the lead?
You leapt into a very commanding second place alongside Clement Foy. Kenneth Williams is trailing a little. Derek Nimmo is definitely in the lead. Clement Foy begins the next round, and the subject is the advantages of not being on the telephone. It's a long subject. Think about it for a second, Clement, and start now.
One of the principal advantages of not being on the telephone is that late at night, it can't suddenly ring and wake you. What happens is the people next door come in early in the morning and say, while you were asleep, somebody telephoned you, and here's the message. Would you go to the butcher's shop and collect a parcel which was left there by the postman? I think there are no other advantages to this complete cutting.
Derek Nimmo, you've challenged.
Deviation, it isn't. He said there are no other advantages. So you stop talking about the advantages.
Exactly, yes. And also there's a hesitation. But Derek Nimmo, you have the subject, 32 seconds left. The advantages of not being on the telephone starting
the
now.
The advantages of not being on the telephone are many. One thing is for the...
Clement Foy, you just...
Hesitation.
Hesitation, Clement. 26 seconds left, starting now.
It also means that nobody can ring your children, which must be a tremendous advantage, because I have a daughter who is constantly and permanently engaged speaking to friends who don't want to speak to her either. I have a...
Miriam Carlin, you've challenged.
Well,
hesitation. Yes, Miriam, you have a point. And there are 13 seconds left. The advantages of not being on the telephone starting now. Clement Foy, you've challenged.
Hesitation.
I'm afraid, Miriam, you have to start quickly.
No,
they're very wicked in this game. They're very wicked. Now get your get your finger on that buzzer and get cracking, girl. Ready? Right, so Clement Foy, the 12 seconds for the advantage of not being on the telephone starting now.
Every 3 months, you don't...
Miriam Carlin, you've challenged. Why?
Well, you told me.
If I told you to, Miriam, you must obviously have gained a point. You have 10.5 seconds left, for the advantages of not being on the telephone starting now.
It's absolutely marvellous to not be woken up in the middle of the night by boring...
Clement Freud, you've challenged why?
Repetition, I've just said that.
Yes, I'm afraid you did just
say
that.
You said it, I didn't.
I know, but it's been said in this round, so I'm afraid in this situation Clement Freud gains another point. He has 5 seconds left for the subject starting now.
Every 3 months you do not get a telephone.
Derek Nimmer, why do you challenge?
He's already mentioned months. He said they phoned his daughter
true,
every month.
That is true, you did say
all the months.
Well, I've done nothing for ages.
So who do you want to have the point, Kenneth Williams?
What?
Who do you think should have the point, Kenneth Williams?
I don't remember what was happening.
Oh! He jumps onto Derek Nimmo's side and now he's intimidated
by
Clement.
Well, you've got to have rules. I mean, haven't you? You've got to abide by the rules.
Yes, but you didn't abide by anything from what you just said.
Oh.
All right, I put it to the audience. I've forgotten what was said. No, actually, Derek Nimmo challenged for months, and months has been used a number of times before. Therefore, within the context of the game, I must fairly give it to Derek. Another point
you're
to Derek.
You're quite right.
Thank you very much. 4 seconds left for Derek Nimmo starting now.
It is the most tremendous advantage not being on the telephone.
Miriam Carlin, why do you challenge?
Repetition. There have been loads of
advantages of not being on the telephone.
That's
Miriam,
a good point.
You
yes.
have another
yes.
point.
Yes.
You
you're
have
quite right.
Popular.
Yes, get to your. So, ready, Miriam, 2 seconds left for the subject starting now.
One doesn't have to go through this ghastly.
Derek Nimmo has a lead of one. Miriam Carlin, without any help from the chairman, is in second place. Just 1 point behind. Clement Freud's 1 point behind that. And Kenneth Williams is only 2 points behind that. So it is a very keen contest, as you see. Miriam Carlin, will you begin the next round, please? Dieting. Will you talk on that subject for 60 seconds, if you can, starting now?
Some of us are fat, and others are, like Derek Nimmo and Kenneth Williams. Quite...
Kenneth Williams, you're
Hesitation.
Yes, you didn't say it with such vehemence, though. We do agree. I'd say more apologetically so early in the show, actually.
I'm sorry, but there have got to be rules. You can't laugh about them. That's the guy side of you.
Kenneth Williams, you have 52 seconds for talking about dieting, starting...
back on you.
52 seconds, Kenneth, starting now.
There is a great fallacy about this word, because everyone assumes that if you abide by this diet thing, you will lose weight. It's, of course, a load of rubbish. You only wear... The only way you lose weight is, of course, to starve, go without food, and indeed the old fakirs of the East all recommended starvation. It is in all creeds that you should, at some point or another, give up the food, give up the material comfort, go out into the desert, in fact, get away from all the material things, get away from your central eating, get away from your fitted carpet, get away from your upholstery. What's the matter with him? He's got hysterical.
Yeah.
Sounds like there's no tomorrow.
I know. He's trying to challenge you, Kenneth.
What on?
I don't know. Let's find out. Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
Sitting next to getaway people. Repetition.
Yes, there was a lot of repetition, yes. You were out in that desert doing goodness knows what, Kenneth. So, Clement Freud has the subject. 20 seconds left, starting now.
One of the great seats of dieting is a health resort which is ever becoming more popular in this country. For £28 a week or more, you may go to...
Kenneth Williams, why do you challenge?
Deviation is advertising.
Kenneth, if he had mentioned the name of the place, he would have been advertising. So to try and be fair, I don't think I can uphold your challenge.
I think that's a very good decision, Mr. Chairman.
As is your point, I know you would agree, Cameron.
It was also very untrue, because it costs a lot more than £28 a week.
Well, that's got nothing to do with the game, Miriam, but thanks for hearing your voice. It was lovely. There are 12 seconds left for dieting, Clement Freud, starting now.
You arrive at these dieting centres, and the first thing they do is give you...
Kenneth Williams, why...
Repetition, we've already had dieting.
We've had rather a lot of dieting, so Kenneth, you take the subject over now. 9 seconds left, starting now.
I was told once that if you do nothing but bananas and dry biscuits, it would really get you somewhere. They said, just the dry biscuits, but I'd have been 70
Kevin...
That was good, lovely.
Yes, it was a very good attempt and actually sort of stop us challenging you.
That's right.
Yes, very well. Clement Freud, you challenge.
Repetition, dry biscuits.
Dry biscuits, yes. Clement Freud, 2 seconds left. 4, dieting starting now.
Hot water tinged with lemon.
Miriam Carlin, you challenge.
Hesitation.
Hesitation, yes. Miriam. You have the subject. 1 second left for dieting starting now. No, Derek Nimmo challenged her. Derek Nimmo. No, there was no hesitation. Miriam Carlin has another point. There's half a second left for you, Miriam. Dieting starting now.
I've discovered you.
I don't know what Miriam Carlin is going to say that she discovered. She might have discovered...
The answer to dieting.
Oh, I thought you discovered how to play the game. Because you have leapt into the lead.
Oh!
Miriam, you have 1 point lead over Clement Freud, who's 1 point, and Derek Nimmo, who's 2 or 3 points in front of Kenny. You're still definitely in fourth place, Kenneth, I'm...
No.
Yes.
Are you sure?
Sit down. I must explain to the listeners that Kenneth was so overcome with disbelief, he had to rush from his seat, rush over to me, and look at the points of scoring that Ian Mester has in front of him, which we go by. Kenneth, you are going to start the next round. The subject is complaining about neighbours. Starting now.
You complain about neighbours because, with reason, you have had your rest, say, unjustifiably disturbed. And the worst way of doing this is when people play things through the walls. You know, they do it sometimes with a piano, or sometimes with a radio, sometimes with a guitar. I've actually heard people practicing the guitar through the wall. Like that.
Derek Nimmo's challenged your guitar.
Repetition of guitar.
Yes, yes, we had a lot of guitars coming through Kenneth's wall.
No, I said guitar. I was practicing.
Your guitar or guitar has gained Derek a point. He has 29 seconds for complaining about neighbours, starting now.
I think it's terribly difficult to know where to draw the line when you're complaining about neighbours. I think one thing you complain about is if they're wearing funny hats or if their goldfish are swimming around.
Miriam Carlin, why do you challenge?
Deviation. He's discussing two other subjects which were discussed earlier on, drawing the line and... wearing funny hats.
So what do you challenge on?
Deviation.
No, because what he brought these in as phrases in his description about complaining about neighbours, he wasn't actually on that subject, therefore I think it's only...
Well, repetition.
No, don't try again. No, Derek Nimmo has another point. He has 22 seconds left for complaining about neighbours, starting now.
One of the disadvantages of not being on the telephone is that you can't complain if you see them getting dressed on a public beach.
Challenge?
Repetition.
Of what?
We've already had the telephone.
Yeah, that was the advantage. This is one of the disadvantages, I think.
So Derek Nimmo has another point, and he has 17 seconds left for complaining about neighbours, starting now.
I generally go and knock on the door when I'm complaining about these fellows. I say, what ho there, beyond? Will you please desist from the dreadful noise that you're making?
Kenneth Williams, why do you challenge?
Deviation, you don't call somebody beyond. What ho there, beyond? Who calls beyond? I've never met someone up to a bloke
that
I like beyond.
It's a clever challenge. The only fair way to do it is this. I will give you a point for cleverness, Kenneth.
Thank you ever so much.
But leave the subject with Derek Nimmo.
Oh.
Continue. With 7 seconds left, 8 seconds, I'm sorry, complaining about the neighbours, starting now.
And when they answer me, I say, do you realise?
Comedian Carlin, why do you challenge?
Slight hesitation.
A slight hesitation.
Oh, yes!
Miriam, you have the subject. There are 6 seconds left for complaining about neighbours, starting now.
When my neighbours decide to like...
Derek Nimmo, why do you challenge?
Hesitation.
Yes, Derek. There are 4 seconds left for complaining about neighbours, starting now.
I don't like to do this, but I would you please stop from...
Miriam Carlin, why do you challenge?
Because he didn't like to do it. And we didn't like
to. You mean if he didn't like to do it, it was very devious of to come down here at all and try and do
it. Yes.
Exactly, yes. Miriam. Of course.
Very devious.
So, Miriam, you have the subject with 1 second left for complaining about neighbours, starting now.
People who write bumpers on it.
Well, the final result, I think, in the circumstances, was very fair. Miriam came behind with a great rush at the end. Clement Freud was in there right at the end, in spite of his generosity towards Kenneth Williams. But Derek Nimmo, by his cleverness and ingenuity, by 1 point, is this week's winner.
All right. Good old Derek! Good on! Love you!
The generous hurrahs and well done's came from Kenneth Williams because he was in fourth place just behind Miriam and Clement Freud, who were both equal. That's all we have time for. From all of us here, goodbye. Goodbye.
Chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.